News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fossil fuels were Ireland's primary energy source last year, accounting for over 80% of our primary energy supply. That's according to analysis of global energy data by KPMG. For more on this, we're joined by Claire O'Connor, Friends of the Earth Programme Coordinator. Claire, I suppose there was some better news, wind and solar power generating 40% of our electricity, but 80% of our energy consumption coming from fossil fuels. That's a poor performance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive red flag, really, and this report is showing that we're still very much overwhelmingly dependent on fossil fuels. But as you said, we have made some real progress on wind and solar. But unfortunately, energy demand is rising faster than renewables are being rolled out. And really, the first thing that the government needs to do is to stop making the problem worse. So that means putting a pause on new data centre development until we can guarantee that they're not a threat to our climate limits. Or our carbon budgets, because the demand from new data centres is going to lock us into more fossil fuels, which is effectively going to make the problem.
Does it have to, though? I mean, I've seen data centres that generate their own energy from what they're actually doing in the plant. And I mean, data centres are incredibly important. We are incredibly dependent on that technology sector for jobs, for tax revenue. And we don't want to cut off our nose to spite our face.
All the SEAI modelling shows that we cannot stay within our carbon budgets. We cannot meet our EU climate targets with the current acceleration of data centre rollout. So we just need to put a pause on that until we can show that it can be done in line with our carbon budgets. We have legal obligations that we have to meet under our own legally binding climate act. And every euro that we invest now in getting off fossil fuels and electrifying our energy and really coming off oil and gas is avoiding EU compliance fines in 2030. And the same goes for continuing with a new state-owned LNG terminal. As I said, the government needs to stop making this problem worse. You know, we're 2025 now, and to see that last year we had spent 81% of our energy was fossil fuel-based, we cannot lock in any more fossil fuel use, and we completely undermine our carbon budgets, our climate law, and our EU climate law as well, if we continue with the state-owned LNG terminal, if we continue with expansion of data centres.
Right,
but
Claire,
we also need to look at getting Irish households off fossil fuels as well, and it's really important that households have that option, that retrofits are cheaper, that they have the option to get off oil and gas and onto heat pumps as well, because ultimately Irish households are going to have to pay for those fines in 2030 if the government don't act now.
Claire, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Claire O'Connor there, Friends of the Earth Programme Coordinator. Let us know, do you agree? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.